I really do. And if you don't believe drugs have done good things for us, do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, all your tapes, and all your CDs and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years? Real fucking high on drugs. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in a... You know how fucking high they were when they wrote that? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. John, get Ringo. He's in the corner. Look at him. Ooh, look at him. Scooch. Grab him. Hook his bell bottom. Hook his bell bottom. He's got a song he wants to sing of. Something about living in a yellow tambourine. Ringo, Yoko's gone. Come down. We can party again.
I have a brother who's a drug addict. I'm very proud of him.
Groovy.
Bright and glass eyes blinking. That's entertainment.
big dog.
I might let you come in my mouth.
There is no evidence of this.
I was a child and wanted all of them wild oats. I was so motion, but play with the bones and baby, play with the bones and just the whole of the note. I was walking in a ham and it wasn't no lamb. Oh, no, it hurts. Oh, no, it hurts. And I wasted. Oh, no.
Only a lie. Welcome to Uncle Pervy's room. That's my room. Come on in, boys and girls, and take off your clothes. I mean your clothes. You see, Uncle Pervy has something for you. You want some candy? Don't be scared. No, don't be scared. Uncle Pervy likes little boys and girls. Now, boys and girls, this is my friend Bruno. Bruno, say hi to the boys and girls. Oh, that's good, Bruno. That's enough, Bruno. Bruno, shut up! You're going to sit in the corner, Bruno. That's good. Okay, boys. Bruno, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting. Okay, boys and girls, today we're going to teach you how to have more fun with your dog. Yeah. Now, who wants to volunteer to be the dog? Oh, nobody, huh? Oh, Bruno! Bruno, be quiet! All right, boys and girls. We'll play another game. I know a real good game. But we have to turn the lights out. Okay? Bruno, go turn the lights out. That's good, Bruno. Oh, it's dark in here. Where did everybody go? All right, boys and girls. Today, we're going to teach you how to light your farts. Doesn't that sound like fun, boys and girls? Okay. Now look. When I count to three, here, Teddy, you take the matches. And when I count to three, you light the matches and put them right there, okay? No, right there. Yeah, okay. Here we go. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Light the matches.
Hey, what's that? Well, girls, yeah, turn green. Oh, boy. Okay. All right, boys and girls, now we're going to watch a movie. And today's movie is the story of Sleeping Beauty. Oh, boy. Now, boys and girls, you watch a movie, and I'll put Bruno out. Bruno, come here. You're on fire. Roll over, Bruno. Roll over.
Is everybody ready?
Your hump's on fire.
Hans, Johan, Heidi, let's go, everybody. I'm sorry, I'm a girl and not a man. Then I could come all of the time in the palm of my pretty little hand.
Working, I'm still in the same old rut. And you never gave a machine. I can't talk to the machine. This is the most important thing in the entire... That's important.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wafty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful spots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotch with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Tonight! you too, Williger. And when I'm not busy slopping the hogs or fucking my brother, I'm listening to Pig Dog Radio.
He who makes a beast of himself, that's where the pain of being a man.
Tom Stark for El Cerrito City Council. We must retrieve the amulet of Yendor.
her.
It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah.
Is that the end then?
Yes.
Well, I was quite enjoying that.